escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Brian.
What's that?
I can report, per sources.
Okay.
Landfill was about to buy Crocs, Commander's Crocs, until he found out the cost of said item.
Mm-hmm.
How much do you think Commander's Crocs cost?
I don't know how much regular Crocs cost.
I don't know that either.
So I would say they had to be close to $75. Higher than that landfill?
They're like 85. It actually appears that maybe they don't have Commander's Crocs, but the teams that they do have are 85, so I just kind of assumed that if I scrolled down, the Commander's ones would be outrageously priced, but I don't think they actually have Commander's Crocs.
Yeah, because they don't think they're real cool.
I Googled Commander's Crocs, and there's a plethora of Commander's Crocs. Now, these might be like knockoffs or whatever, but roughly $30-$40. Some site called eCrater, which I'm not really familiar with. I'm sure. What's the website Cody ordered me that fake ass Juan Soto jersey?
That was something out this country, so we don't know.
Temu maybe?
Whatever you had. No, it wasn't Temu. That was something else. But I know that your jerseys were pink.
Yeah, it sure was. Thanks again, Cody.
Cody Best can find your stuff.
If somebody can find some Crocs from my man Landfill, burgundy and gold, preferred. Phone lines are lit up. Folks have been on hold. We're going to take them. Kenny G, what do you want to see tonight, man? Football.
Hey, what's up, JP? Happy birthday, B, man.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
Hey, what I'm looking forward to tonight is the secondary. And, you know, Jamar Chase cooked this last year. So I want to see what we're going to do against Jamar Chase and T. Higgins.
All right.
Dude, that's a great
one. That's a good one, man, because right now, I'll be honest with you, I believe our secondary looks better. But, hell, this is a great test for him, you know?
And yeah, it's definitely better.
A young
player, too. Definitely better than it was last year.
Yeah.
And that's Kenny. Good call.
And that's the thing I'm saying, I just want to see him. You know, I'm not expecting him to play no whole damn half or a whole game. But I want to see something. Something I can say, okay, that's what we got to look forward to.
Well, and let's be real. Without McLaurin out there, most of the practice work has been against guys that probably, you have Debo, but like not a ton of definitive starting NFL caliber wide receiver play.
Yeah.
Tonight is a different beast.
Yeah. Remember I told you, I said back in the day when that 91 team, when you went to the game, it was relatively easy. Because you dealt with that across the line from you every day. You know what I'm saying? And Coach Gibbs made the ones go against the ones a lot. And when you got into the game, it was easy. When you don't have a level of expertise going against you, you lose a little something too.
Let's go to Matt in D.C. Matt, what's up, man? What are you looking for tonight?
Good afternoon, gents. Happy birthday, B-Mitch.
Appreciate you, man.
You know, it's, like the guy before said, you know, health. I wanted to say something about, you know, the expectations, the worries about tonight. The comfort between this year and last year's, because last year we didn't have any expectations. This year we're like nervous about, you know, are we going to be that good again this year? You know, it's like we're looking for signs, which we didn't see any in our first preseason game that we're going to be as good as we were last year. Having said that, if you have a quick second for a silly hypothetical, you had mentioned Mr. Barry Sanders earlier.
Uh-huh.
And this is really silly, but I've been having this discussion with football friends of mine, fan friends of mine. If Barry Sanders and Earl Campbell were both rookies, say on the 77 Houston Oilers, it is my contention that Barry Sanders would be the change of pace back, and the Tyler Rose would be the starter. Any thoughts on that, or is that too silly?
Well, I don't think it's silly. I think when you look at what Barry can do, they probably would have thought, because when Barry was a freshman at Oklahoma State, the workhorse was Thurman Thomas. Barry barely got on the field. But even when Thurman had an ACL injury, Thurman put a knee brace on because he didn't want to let Barry get on the field, because he knew once Barry got on the field, he wasn't going to see it anymore. So Earl Campbell or somebody like that would have been the workhorse. And then as soon as Barry got a chance, the coach would have said, oh, hell no, this guy here could play. And they would have played him.
Thanks for the call.
Okay. He's remarkable, dude. And then the thing about Barry, a bad offensive line wasn't a detriment to him.
No.
He found a way.
Thanks for the call, man.
That's why he's a HOF.
Indeed. Ron is on the line. Ron, what are you looking for tonight?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
How you doing, man?
Happy birthday, B-Mitch.
Appreciate you.
Well, one of the previous calls had taken my little spill. I was really anxious to see the DBs go against those wide receivers, mainly Trey Amos. I really wanted to see how he stacked up against those two stud receivers.
I think like Trey will be going tonight, won't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, Trey going to play.
I mean, he played last.
Trey going to play, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to see how he holds up against them.
All right. For sure, man. Good call.
From what I've seen in training camp, I have a comfort level with Trey.
Me too.
You know what tonight can make me feel?
Good.
Great. It can make me feel even more comfort, or I may say, okay, he needs a little more work. But I'm not going to completely fall out the thing no matter what happens. Because let's be real, T. Higgins and Jamar Chase can get people.
Get them.
It can make me feel even more comfortable about Trey as well.
Absolutely. If he can, I mean,
yeah.
Those are dynamic playmakers. Devin is in D.C. Devin, what do you want to see tonight?
I want to see, like everybody saying, I want to see how good our secondary band, man, because a lot of people talk about training camp and then it looked different in the game against real competition, man. So I'm not real big on training camp hype either way, good or bad. So I just want to see it on the field against real bump, real dogs, real horses.
There you go.
That's I'm it, with man. You, bro.
Hey, happy B-Day too, B-Mitch.
Appreciate you, brother, man.
Thanks, bud.
All right.
I mean, if Lattimore's going, I want to see him. Those receivers are loaded. Yeah. And Burrow is phenomenal. Like, yeah. This is
in that first game, they came out looking like they were game ready.
Right. Drew was in Forestville. Drew, what do you want to see tonight?
Hey, guys. How you doing, B-Mitch? Happy birthday.
Appreciate you, man.
Hey, how you doing, JP?
I'm good, bud. How's it going?
What I want to see tonight is an improvement with the special teams.
I don't blame you.
Hey, you and I, both.
Another thing, Jaden's supposed to start tonight, so I want to see which receivers and tight ends they put out there with him and which offensive linemen they put out there with him.
Yeah, man. I mean, Ertz is not going to go. Tunsil's not going to go. Brandon Coleman's not going to go. Cosme, obviously, still on PUP. So I think it'll be – my guess is – who started at guard in New England, B?
And I got two more things real quick, JP. I want to see the running back, Bill, again.
What's up?
Bill.
I said I got two more things. I want to see the running back, Bill, again.
Yep.
And I want to see Jeremy Reeves flying around hitting people like he did last week.
Revo comes to play, baby.
Yes, he does.
Thanks for the call, Drew.
I think everybody should watch Revo. Once you get inside those lines, don't give a damn if it's preseason, regular season, or the postseason. You have to play at that level or you get your damn self hurt.
Thanks, Drew.
Every time you step inside those lines, it's dangerous. You can't be half-stepping. You got to bring the pain.
You know what I'm kind of curious about for tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Is Craycraft. They just signed him. Yeah. Will he be able to play tonight?
He should be able to.
Think?
Hell yeah.
I mean, I bet he wants to. So, trying to think through this offensive line. Connerly, I'm going right to left. Connerly, Allegretti, Biadasz, Wiley at left tackle. Who's your starting left guard?
Paul might have to be. Chris.
Yeah, I wonder.
Because he played early last week. Well, it's been 10 days now. Damn, that was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago. Good Jones, I'm curious about.
Julius, he played. He played as well.
Let's get a couple more callers in here. Our guy Jupe is on the line. What's up, Jupe?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all feeling?
We good, man.
How you feeling?
I'm good. Hey, look, I want to see a whole lot of Ty Yao on that field. Just thrash them up. I want to see this team step on that field with ill wills, devilish intentions, demonic thoughts, toxic behaviors. I want them to come on that field letting them know what it is. That ain't nothing sweet over here. We come to put it down, lay it down, however you want. You want it sauteed, grilled, you want it baked. We got to serve you this whooping all the way through. I want to see specifically, I'm with everybody else. I want to see Amos. I actually want to see more Cam Adrano. I want to see what more he's capable of. And but yeah, that's about it, fellas. You know, I just want to see violence to the fullest. That's all I got for
you. You speaking my language right there, babe. Come on, man.
Thanks, Duke.
It's football, people. I know everybody, we want help. Yeah, you want help. But I also want some intimidation. I want the other team saying, I don't want to mess with these dudes. I want receivers looking at film coming up to the next week saying, don't throw me no pass across the middle. They got some idiots back there in their secondary. I want people thinking like T.O. felt when he saw Sean T. on the field. Gator arms. I don't want you stretching your arms out. I want you saying, hell with that. You know what I'm saying? I just watched a guy on TV the other day. They say, man, they were getting ready for Pro Bowl. And he said, man, don't throw me no balls across the middle of the field. And they threw a ball, and the dude just, he shortened it. It was Sean Taylor back there. And he said he went to the sideline and said, man, we're about to have some problems with that dude right there. And that's when he hit that damn punter. No matter what it is, you're playing football, postseason, all-star game, it's football. Buckle them up. People out there be playing in preseason game with their chin strap unbuckled. Knock their damn helmet off. Make them understand this is for real all the time. No time to be shortchanging stuff. Taking it easy. When you step in those lines, ill intentions, just like Jupe said. Whether you're an offensive player, defensive player, special team, bring the pain, baby. Bring the pain.
Bring it. Well said, Brian. Well said. That got me fired up. That got me fired up to watch some football.
I watched Revo play, and I'm like, and other guys on the team with him, and they don't want to live up to that? Like, that dude brings it all the damn time, man. That's the way he's. And you talk to him off the field, the nicest dude in the world. Smiles all the time.
Just got a new driver.
But when he steps on that football field, ill intentions, baby. Ill intentions. And that's what life's about, man. You know, listen, bro, just like race car driving, you go out there on NASCAR, being passive, pussyfooting around, you get ran off the track. You got to be as crazy as the people. When you drive in New York City, you cannot be passive and timid when you drive your car. You'll never get out because they ain't letting you over. You got to just bogart it. And when you bogart, know where they go? Respect, dude, because they not letting your ass over. You got to live like the people you playing against. So football is barbaric. Be barbaric.
Barbarians at the gate. Let them in your house with a new garage door. That's right. My folks over at Door Pro America, they changed my house, man. I had an old beater of a garage door. Hit up the folks at Door Pro America. They sent us this like Photoshop of all these different options we could get at our house. It was awesome. They installed it. The whole thing took like 3 hours. They kind of cleaned up my garage. I'm telling you, awesome experience, awesome service. And the new garage door with the MyQ app is a game changer, man. Say you got somebody coming over to check out the plumbing. Not like that, Landfill. You can let them in and out through the garage door. I'm not even at the house. I can just open it with the app. If you call today, you can save $60 on a repair or $150 on a new garage door. Call 877-DOOR-PRO. That's 877-DOOR-PRO. Tell them J.P. Finley sent you. Or you can check them out online at doorproamerica.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Over blow.
Up. Big old rabbit.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Brief football break. John Wall officially announced his retirement. Things didn't end great with John Wall in D.C., but, man, there were some fun times. And when he hit that shot and jumped up on the scorer's table,
yep.
I feel like John really tried to embrace the city.
A lot of people embraced him.
Yeah. I think Rose Bar might have embraced him. But I think, I don't know, it's one of those time heals all wounds kind of things. The Supermax they gave him was obviously a bad idea, but, you know, Ernie's playing golf somewhere. Like, things happen. Like, I now look back at the John Wall era very fondly.
Yeah, early. Totally.
When they drafted him, it was cool. I mean, he's probably got a ton of money and gets to kind of just chill whatever he wants to do. I know he did a little bit of TV work. I thought he was really good in the brief time I watched him. So congrats to John Wall, man. Yep. And it's kind of
amazing how the guys leave the game and you don't see them. You automatically assume they retired. And then this comes out and you go, damn, I thought he was already retired.
I know. It's kind of crazy that Wall is now officially retired. Meanwhile, Brad Beal just got a buyout for like $160 million.
Brad and Kirk Cousins. Station throw class.
Oh, those are some dudes that know what they're doing.
Baby.
Yeah, they really do know how to get paid. Congratulations, John Wall. Hell of a career. I mean, when he was a Kentucky dude, I had never seen, and then in the NBA too, but when I first saw it at Kentucky, the speed he could go from one end of the court to the other.
Mm-hmm.
And with
he's fast as hell.
With the precision ball handling was really, I mean, that dude was a player, man.
Totally.
All right, I wanted to let the boys react to what they saw last night. Our guy Jeff Walker sitting in the big chair today. Jeffrey, I'd like to limit our scope to kind of just the first half of this ball game last night. What'd you think?
Well, I'm going to go from the game. Well, I'm going to go from the experience in the stadium to the game. One, everyone was hyped to see this team play at home. I don't know what they did to Northwest Stadium, but it sent, well, the sound system, did they upgrade it again? It sounded really good last night. The field looked different.
So I don't know if you were there yet. One of the dope, and I texted DJ Premonition last night. When Jaden first came out on the field, they were in a song. He was playing a song. And then he had this I Got Five on it drop just when Jaden came out. And I thought that was so dope.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't in it. That's tough.
The field was brand new. The field had been installed about a week ago. And when I got there, as the rains kind of started to fall, it looked fantastic. Mm. Now, that paint job was brand new on there. So I think, you know, they'll paint it more and more as the season goes on. But, yeah, dude, they're spending money all over the place in that thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're making the fan experience worth it. Now, to the game. I was hyped about our offensive line. For us to drive down the field in four plays and not even throw the ball once, I loved it. I think the running back room is going to be okay. Like, some people are really panicking. We got to understand that this is a business. We all love B-Rob. But if the team feels as though they got to move on, they got to move on. And I was impressed with C-Rod and Bill. I like how they exploded through the hole. And that we talked about this in preseason, JP, not preseason, in camp, JP. Bill is really one cut, and he's gone. And I love that. It brings another dynamic to our offense. And I love Cliff. I love how Cliff always started the game with something surprising, like, yeah, last year he started off with the screens, but to see the end around to Debo, the first play of the game, it made the stands go crazy because we could look forward to something.
Yeah. Well, and I think with all the nonsense surrounding Debo, like I saw it last night, there was some picture of him with clearly rib pads on, and people try to stretch that to him like being overweight.
What
like,
you got to do is ignore them dumbasses.
Yeah, I am ignoring it, but that's why it was great to see him get that first carry and show everybody he looked just fine.
Defensively, our D-line, I think that was the most pressure I've seen our D-line get in the past season. The way they had Burrow running back there and the aggressiveness of the D-line, I loved it. I wish I could have seen Trey Amos. I didn't see him out there.
He didn't play.
Okay, yeah. Revo. Revo is really stepping up.
He's seeking missile.
Yeah, he attacks the ball. And I like the fact that he was making tackles, and as soon as he got there, the man was down. So I'm looking forward to it. Can't wait to see how they play against the Ravens, and I'm excited for the regular season.
Jeff, I love your optimism because you're not going to see anybody play against the Ravens. All the people whose names you just said will not play against the Ravens.
Yeah.
But whoever backing them up needs to give us more effort than they gave us in that first damn game.
Yes. And
that's what I want to see.
to my point, the backups. I like the way, like you said, Wiley will be playing. I like the way they moved last night. I was thoroughly impressed with the O-line.
I think you should be. I thought there was a lot to be impressed by last night. I do think, remember when like people were worried about Cliff? Is that still a thing? People still worried about Cliff?
Hey, man. You know what, Jay? One thing you can do, you can bet your butt on that everybody, like, every time we pull up anything, it's some fool that's going to still be thinking the stuff that was thought before.
Totally.
Yeah.
I do think it's going to be interesting to watch how they handle the Ravens game. Even if they get Terry under contract, I know there's some thought of like maybe he would play. I don't think there's any chance he will play in that game. Jaden kind of joked about it last night. He's like, man, I'll play if they let me. But I don't think he's expecting.
Yeah, he wants to play him.
That's just that how dude, that dude is wild.
Yeah, he, listen, bro. You do all that practice all week and you got to sit down and watch somebody else play. That's not in the real people, man.
No. Interesting situations going on with the organization as you wonder what's going to happen with B-Rob here. Listening to Dan Quinn last night, it seemed like that decision is final. He said, you know, I addressed it with the team. We talked to Brian, and, you know, that's never news you like to hear. So I think, you know, maybe they try to work out a trade over the next couple of days. If not, sounds like he'll get released. He'll be able to sign somewhere else. I have seen this like, oh, you got to cut him right away and give him an opportunity to go somewhere else. Like, there's going to be
opportunities.
20 dudes cut across 32 teams next Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all going to have opportunities to go somewhere else. A guy like B-Rob has ample film that other teams can watch. So my guess is there are other organizations already wondering, already lining up that phone call conversation, and it's just a matter if a team wants B-Rob now to give up an asset or wait until he's available a little bit later.
Mm-hmm.
Our guy Barstool Nate will join the program at noon. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley. I just saw a headline that reads, Jackson Dart's preseason dominance. I think we got to relax, people. I think we got to relax, people.
Hey, man, it's content game.
Content game's a dirty business,
yes,
man.
Yes, indeed, man.
I'm from these streets. I know it when I see it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, the haters at CBSSports.com think the Commanders get their first loss of the season week two. In Green Bay. Mm-hmm. They write, after playing on Sunday in week one, the Commanders have to turn around and play a Thursday road game at Green Bay, which isn't an easy ask. If the Packers lose in week one, which is exactly what we have happening, then they'll be desperate to win this game so they don't fall to 0-2.
Mm. So they don't think a team that comes out and beat the Giants won't be like desperate to win the second game because they want to start off? They don't want to hear people talking?
The Packers open with the Lions.
Okay.
Now, Jordan Love is also dealing with that thumb injury.
Remember, that thing.
Yeah. It's not throwing at him, but it's a thing.
Okay.
So, the Commanders, according to CBS Sports, lose week one in Green Bay. I'm looking at the roster. I'm looking at the schedule.
Okay.
With the full understanding, eyes wide open here, it's hard to win in the NFL.
Very.
Joe Gibbs famously said it. It's hard to win up here. Everybody gets paid. Giants are going to have a good defense. I don't think anybody should be looking past the Giants. I do think they beat the Giants.
Okay.
Despite Jackson Dart's preseason dominance, Brian.
Dominance.
I think that Green Bay game is a hard game. Short week, on the road, Lambeau. All those Sconnies will be chugging beer and tossing back cheese curds. That's a tough game. I'm not scared of it, though.
At all?
I think this team, the way the D-line looks, Raiders at home. I think that Raiders team is going to be much improved. Like you said, Pete Carroll's no joke. I think Geno's a pro. I think Genty can play. Max Crosby's a beast. Like, the Raiders are not to be looked past.
Hell no.
I think they can beat the Raiders. At Atlanta, I like Washington and Atlanta. I've covered. I got a real question, B. I've covered a number of games in Atlanta, mm-hmm. including the old Georgia Dome and now at Mercedes-Benz. I don't think I've ever covered a loss in Atlanta. I think I'm undefeated down there.
You undefeated? Or teams undefeated when you cover?
Whatever. Semantics. I think they start 4-0, dude. And then I think the back-to-back roadies going to L.A., I think that Chargers team's going to be pretty good. I think Harbaugh's a grinder. I think I got the first loss Sunday, October 5th in L.A. I got a 4-1.
Who they play after L.A.?
Chicago Monday night at home. Then at Dallas week 7. At KC week 8 for Monday Night Football. So that's another back-to-back roadie week 7 and 8.
All right.
You want to just go through line by line?
I think it's going to be, if I had to say that they'll have a loss, I would go with KC.
So you got them starting 7-0.
That sounds like 1991, don't it?
It does. Sure does. Do you know how nuts things would be if they start 7-0?
Yeah, it'd be nuts if they go 1-0. It'd be nuts if they go 2-0.
It's nuts right now.
They're already ready to explode, dude. I mean, when you look at that, I would say that that game of a game, but they won't be favorite.
If you look...
A game against Kansas City is what I'm talking about.
White Brian, see if there's a look-ahead line to week 2 in Green Bay. I'd be curious what that spread is. I mean, they'll be
Green
favored.
Bay minus 3, I would think.
You think?
It's in Lambeau. You played on Sunday. You're coming in on a Thursday, you know.
So they could be dogs week 2. They're relatively heavy favorites week 1. They could be dogs week 2. Week 3, Raiders are going to be favored. Week 4, Falcons.
I don't know if the Raiders are going to be favored against them.
No, I'm saying the Skins, look, Commanders will be favored.
Oh, I thought you said the Raiders would be
favored. No. I meant they will be favored, meaning Washington.
Gotcha.
I could see them being slight road favorites in Atlanta. I think they'll be dogs against the Chargers, but it'll be a tight line. Favored at home against the Bears. I could see them favored on the road against Dallas, depending how things start in Dallas.
Yeah.
I think the first definitive underdog situation, you're right, is at KC.
Mm-hmm.
Dog, this schedule is tough. I mean, think about...
Oh, it's going to be a tough one. But...
It, just in the month of October, playoff team in the Chargers, Bears took them to the wire last year, Dallas divisional game, at KC, a Super Bowl team. Then you get to November, and it's Seattle, Detroit, the trip to Madrid.
Okay. I'll say this. Yes, last year, they played them tight. Chicago. I don't think it's going to be like that this year. I believe 5 is not going to allow Mitchell to even be close. Because he just got that little internal thing. Because you know your boy acted like he wasn't supposed to lose last year. So, we'll see what happens.
Yeah. I can't wait to find out.
You neither?
I cannot wait. Lanville, when do you think they lose their first game? You got them going undefeated?
Yep, undefeated.
Now, if Jeff said that, I might actually believe him. Jeffrey, when you got them losing their first game?
First Philly game.
That's week 16, Jeff.
No. Can't be week 16.
Yo,
they played Philly twice in the last two games?
16 and 18 with Dallas in the middle.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ooh.
The last four are all NFC East games with roadies in New York and
Philly.
Is that
week 16, week 17?
They play Philly week 16.
Okay.
Because if you remember, they have to play them, I think they play them Saturday because then they play Dallas on Thursday on Christmas.
Ça va?
Jeff, you got them going...
Nah.
14-0 to start, dog?
Nah, I was trolling you.
Hell, Lanville's got him going undefeated.
I think.
They must be passing that stuff around in there.
The gummies are hitting.
Hiawatha.
I have to say, looking at the schedule, I have to say, I see our first loss being the Chiefs.
Okay, so you got them going 7-0 to start. You and B are on that KC game.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's LA a little earlier. That would be a good poll question. When does the first loss come? Is it first six games, middle six games, undefeated? Those are your options.
You can't give nobody that option of no undefeated. I get the majority is going to be saying, oh, yeah, they're going undefeated this year.
One dude who really liked what he saw from the Commanders on Monday night, Brian Baldinger. He highlighted some of the blocking by that offensive
they
line
blocked,
by
man.
John Bates. Brian Baldinger, Baldy, joins us next.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors, with more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Might have to get Amelia Draper on the phone. Figure out if it's going to warm up in Ashburn today in this tent.
76.
Power came on and all the fans were on. And me and B were like, we don't need those fans today.
Not today.
Not today. Not today. That's what that bunker did to me on 16 at Navy. Straight up Dikembe. I swear that thing jumped up out of nowhere. Today's the last official day of training camp. And so it got me thinking maybe give out some training camp awards. Let me be clear. Training camp awards have no monetary or societal value.
Yeah, I thought you said you were going to give everybody $1,000 that you choose.
Nah, I did not say that. Just to be crystal clear, I did not say that. But I want to run through kind of what I've thought and then B, and Jeff's been out here enough. I'm curious his thoughts. There's a lot of kind of different categories, but the dude that has impressed me most that I didn't know what we'd get, Debo's been phenomenal. Yeah. I thought Debo has looked great. Like just an all effort guy. Mm-hmm. Any conversation about his weight, and his weight was a factor last year. He said it. He got sick. I think it really screwed up his season. He seems focused, driven. He's going into a contract year. Like, I think Debo and Cliff Kingsbury's offense, like, there is a lot to like there.
Mm-hmm.
I have just been super impressed by Debo. You want me to keep going with my list? Or do
yeah,
you want
you're right.
All right. My best rookie in camp, I know a lot of folks are going to want to say Bill, and Bill's been good. And I think Connerly over the last 2-3 weeks has been really good.
Yep.
But the dude that showed up, and Lane has been really good. Now, Lane is starting to show more and more offensively now, right? But the dude that showed up day one, clearly an NFL player, was Trey Amos.
2-3, baby.
Dude, like, just day one, that's a starting outside corner in the
NFL.
He's
ready to rock.
And I'm not knocking anybody else, but, like, he's been fantastic. I hate that he didn't get to play against the Bengals,
mm-hmm.
but he was out there yesterday. Assuming he's going today in what we expect to be a relatively high-energy practice, I'm excited to see that because yeah. you hate to hear the word hamstring.
I hope high-energy practice is going to be like it because I don't know what's going on in the bubble
it
right
is
now.
Interesting. There's something
high, there's
going
high
on.
Energy going on already.
It's loud in that bubble.
Damn.
Best free agent addition, you could take this a zillion different ways
mm-hmm.
because I think Kinlaw's look good. I think there have been various players that have looked good that were free agent additions. But I think Dietrich Wise has looked really good. He's got that veteran presence to him. He made the play against Burrow.
You watch him walking around. You go, okay, who is this dude? He go on the football field. Dude can play football.
He's got a funny gait.
Yeah, he walks like Lurch. And I'm not talking about Lurch on the Junkies. I'm talking about Lurch, the Lurch you saw on TV.
Right.
You rang that guy. That's how he walks.
I like when you do the Lurch impression.
I'm being real. But I saw him walking, and I'm like, who the hell is this dude here? And oh, that's Wise. And he got on the football field. Dude moves on the field. He's strong as hell, too.
Totally.
Yeah.
Now, apparently, Jeff's cousin said this first, so we'll credit him just in case he's listening. I've been saying this for some time, but you never know. In the content game is a dirty business, right? I've thought Quan has been great. Mm-hmm. I thought he was really good in the playoff run last year, playing with hurt
he's
shoulders.
Outstanding.
I think actually making the Pro Bowl is usually a year after you play at a Pro Bowl level.
Mm-hmm.
I think Quan could really break out this year. They have so many primetime games, so
does
many opportunities.
Count if you're talking to Quan's dad and you mentioned that if he keeps playing like this, he could be in a Pro Bowl? Because I want to know if I got to give somebody credit because I told Quan's dad this last year. So if I got to
get credit. Maybe Jeff's cousin has to credit
him. If I got to get credit to somebody, you know, let me know because I don't know how the content game works because I can't stand the goddamn content game because it's always about the game instead of the actual game.
Right.
So I don't know. Should I have to say something?
I don't know. It's up to you.
I know I was talking to Quan's dad when he called me on my phone. So we were talking together. So I don't know if somebody was listening and went out and started saying stuff. So. You got to give credit to people.
Shout out to Jeff's cousin. And then I don't know what this category is. I have said this throughout camp.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I would go do an interview for another show or something, people are always like, oh, who's catching your eye during camp? And there are players. Amos, Bill, Jalen Lane.
Who's catching your eye?
People are catching my eye lots of places. But there's one dude where your entire being gravitates towards. There's one dude with an undeniable gravitational pull, and it's Jaden Daniels.
Totally.
So, like, I just wrote best Jaden. That's the category I got. Like, I think you and I might have different answers for most impressive, best rookie, all the other things, but you have a different answer for best.
No.
No.
No, like, not at all.
He is the dude, and it's just
that dude.
So clear he is the dude.
Yeah.
And I find that when you've got a dude like that, different ball game, man. Different ball game. All right, B. So we'll go through the superlatives. We're going to open the phone lines up. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. I know a lot of fans were out here for a whole bunch of practices. Obviously, people have opinions on best rookie, who's a Pro Bowler this season that hasn't maybe had that level of shine on them. But, Brian Mitchell, for you, who has been most impressive during training camp?
Most impressive?
This is not best is its own category.
Best is its own. Okay, most impressive.
And I kind of think like maybe a dude you didn't know what to think going in.
I'm being honest with you. The most impressive I've seen during training camp has been Jalen Lane for me because he came in as a guy that I say okay he's gonna be the return guy, but every day he was making the play deep. You know, and what I like seeing about that is a young guy who comes in with, and you have a notion of we're going to use him here. He basically said, no, you have to try me somewhere else too. And he began to make those plays, and then you start seeing him getting in more opportunities. Other people are expecting him to play too. So I normally put that to like a little rookie, you know. Go with
so
a rookie.
So you're giving him most impressive and best rookie?
Now I'm going to give him most impressive because the big plays I wasn't expecting those. I expected the return aspect, but I didn't expect the offensive stuff. So I'll give him that. The best rookie I'm going to go with my man Trey.
Okay, Amos also he's been fantastic, and that's not taking anything away. Clearly,
that's not taking anything away. But listen, and we don't have to put that caveat.
Yeah,
you got a right to give somebody else best without. You're not necessarily knocking
right.
the other person.
Totally.
If people don't understand that, that's their damn problem.
Totally. Who is your best free agent addition? It's tricky because, like...
It is, but I've been watching Jones and Harris, both, and I can see why they went to get both of those guys.
Just vets.
They may not be, like, the jump off the page, but they don't make mistakes. You know, they remind me of people like, I'm going to name two names, and it's going to be old school fans of the team will have to remember these. Ron Middleton and Terry Orr.
Touchdown, Terry Orr.
When you saw them on the football field, you saw them walking to the field, you're like, who is this? But when they got on the field, you never said, oh, man, look at that. But you never, ever said, damn, he blew that play. You get what I'm saying? They always did what they were supposed to do. And if you always do what you're supposed to do consistently, you may not be the greatest, but you damn sure are one that's needed. And I've looked at both of those guys in that way, so I like both of them.
Okay, I like that. 2025 Pro Bowler.
2025 Pro Bowler. Other than Jaden?
Jaden's already in the best category.
Other than Jaden? Oh, man. 2025 Pro Bowler. I'm going to go in a spot you probably wouldn't even suspect it.
Okay.
Coleman.
Ooh, Brandon Coleman. He was back out there yesterday.
At guard.
Now it was a walkthrough.
Because I believe his athleticism is going to help him more down there at guard than it did outside.
I like that. And best...
The best we already
five.
Said. I mean, you can't. If anybody else has someone that's best, other than him,
you're nuts.
They need to go. They need to go pee in a cup and get to test it to see what's going on.
All right, our guy Jeff Walker was out here a lot, made a lot of good content.
Jeff did a good job.
Jeff,
man.
You did a good job at camp this year. So we're gonna let you answer all the questions, and then we're gonna open the phone lines up. For folks that want to weigh in. Jeffrey, who was your most impressive?
I got to agree with you on the Debo thing, JP, for most impressive. A lot of things, when I came out there, I was like, okay, let's see if Debo got as big as everyone said he was. No, the way he moved, the way he catched the ball, the routes he's been running, and how he's just been building that chemistry with Jaden, I love it. Best rookie, I got to go with Jalen Lane, man. I like the flashes I've been seeing from him as well, especially with that catch he made in the game last Monday. Best free agent, I just got to say Von Miller. I'm going to take Von. I just like the way he moved. I think he's going to be a problem this year.
That's a good one.
2025 Pro Bowler. I'm going to say Laremy Tunsil. I like the way Laremy is looking at that left tackle position. All the people that said he wasn't a leader and all this stuff when he was in Houston, I've seen the complete opposite of that in Washington. Best, of course it's JD5, man. It seems like he is not taking a step back at all.
Yo, he's taking a step forward.
Yeah.
And I think, like, the conversation around, like, oh, you know, I'm not sure he can. Like, people are so convinced on regression and, like, the fourth downs won't be the same. I don't feel it that way. I don't see it that way. I think he's one of the best players in the NFL.
Oh,
Jaden.
You don't have to think. you can drop think now. That's already been proven. Didn't they just name the top 100?
Dude, they haven't named him yet, and they're up to like 23, I think.
They haven't named him yet?
No.
He's probably top 10.
Right.
So we already know he is.
We know he's at least top 23.
If other people on our team have already been named and he hasn't been, you know he's coming to top 10. So, yes, he is one of the best in the league. I'm not going to say think. I know.
Good call, Jeff, on Tunsil being a Pro Bowler because.
But see, the thing of it, and I think Jeff hit it like we normally do. We normally go with someone that hasn't been to the Pro Bowl yet. Still been to the Pro Bowl.
Right.
But hell, the fact that you question him and he's going to be able to go back to the Pro Bowl says a lot.
And the Von Miller one is a really good one, too. Von Miller is somebody that's been
everywhere.
And we haven't seen him in games, but he looks good. He looks quite good in practice. And I think Von Miller's the kind of guy we'll know when we see it. You know what I'm saying? Like that's who he is. Want to hit up these phones, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Who do you think wins your training camp superlatives, all right? Best rookie, best free agent fit, best most impressive, just overall best, who has been the best? You don't have to have been here. You guys have all been watching clips. You've been reading. You've been listening to us. Listen to Grant. Listen to the Junks. Like, whatever your opinions are, this is your chance. Training camp's over today, dude. We think we're going to see an awesome practice later, but it sure as hell sounds like they're having a practice right now, so I don't know what we're going to see later. And while I've got you, be sure you listen to 1245. Commanders head coach Dan Quinn is going to join us.
Yeah.
Could we ask DQ who's impressed him most during camp?
Hell yeah.
I'd be really curious his answer.
I mean, all right, over under, three or four people. 4.5.
Yeah, dude.
Over under.
There's going to be some names. You know a dude that's really impressed me? Andrew Wiley.
Yes. Moving around, doing all the stuff. Listen, man.
Just a pro.
Like Ray Brown would always say that. Ray, like, he never said he's a professional. He always said, man, now that dude's a pro. This dude right here it's possible he's going to be backing up. Okay? He's going to be a backup this year instead of a starter. He may start off as a starter. But all he's done was play every position they asked him to get. And I think DQ discussed this yesterday about him. He's done everything they asked him to do, and at a high level. Didn't complain about it at all. Just kept moving forward.
Dude, I don't know. I'm guessing with the delay, this dude hasn't heard this yet.
Who?
I just got a tweet from CDub1906. He said, can I submit my vote for Andrew Wiley as most impressive?
Wow.
Dude catches so much heat, but he's been balling, playing multiple positions this camp. He's going to be so valuable.
What's his name, Andrew?
C-Dub, Curtis.
I'll trust him to see if his name is Andrew Wiley.
Yeah, I think he's in the bubble. Whatever's going on in there, I think Wiley's busy.
Now, Wiley's been playing, man.
All right, your chance to weigh in training camp superlatives. Our guy Rusty in Delaware is on the line. Rusty, what do you got?
Good morning, boys. How you doing today?
We're great,
good,
bro.
Man. What's happening?
Hey, so my most impressive, I was only at camp one day. But my most impressive was Zach Ertz. I mean, what is this, his 11th training camp?
He's looked good.
To just show up every single day. And we were there. We had an end zone view when we were there. And just to watch him run his routes and, you know, take the ball all the way to the end zone, some of the catches he was making across the middle. I mean, what is Zach, 33, 34? He doesn't look like it.
Dude, his ability to get off the line of scrimmage – I watched him closely last year. If people remember, when people would ask me for a fantasy sleeper, I said Ertz, and he went on to have a really good year. He looks quicker this year, and I'm not exaggerating. He looks quicker off the line of scrimmage this year. Good call, Rusty. Thanks, buddy. Be safe down there with that hurricane. Lines are open, 800 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Good idea from Jeff. Who's your sleeper coming out of training camp? We're taking your calls next on The Fan.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. On Tuesday, August 26th, is FanDuel Futures Day, a new holiday for football fans. It's 24 hours of deals on all your football season predictions. So take a flyer on the MVP race, who you think is going to be the champion of the NFL when the season comes to an end, or you can parlay your division winner dark horses. Listen, I've been naming it all week. Lamar Jackson, Pat Mahomes, Josh Allen, and I even threw my man Jaden Daniels into it. And whoever you're going to pick to win the Super Bowl, many people think it's going to be the Baltimore Ravens. But I think still they have to go through the Kansas City Chiefs on that side. Got the Eagles. They still have a lot of people. Will they be able to do what they did last year again this year? Will somebody else jump up and get them? Mainly could be the Commanders. Mark your calendars. This is your day for your hunches, your hot takes, your calls, and your odds. So visit the FanDuel app today and start planning your futures bets now. Because Futures Day is one day and one day only. FanDuel, play your game. You have to be 21 years or older and present in Virginia. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
1-0-6-7, The Fan. Commanders head coach Dan Quinn set to join us any moment. Obviously, pretty cool to get the coach to sit down with us. I'm not sure everybody knows that you and the coach have a long-standing, close relationship.
We just talk.
Yeah, maybe close is wrong, but like certainly cool. Like it's always
respectful.
Sure.
Yeah.
And I think it's interesting for your relationship with coaches than it is mine, because they're always going to look at you differently as somebody that achieved greatness for this organization and grinded through it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Try my best. But you know, think about it. I just like to let them know I'm available if need be. You know, not to play, okay, just to help out if I can. I think a lot of times people don't see that olive branch being handed out, being extended, and I tried my best to do that, and Coach was the same way with me.
Well, I think at various times people have been, like, scared of former players around. And one thing I applaud Dan Quinn, who's joining us right now, is never had those concerns. Thanks for doing this, Coach.
Awesome, man. I wanted to start
with something.
You want to start something?
No.
I got Brian.
He
wants
to start something. Yeah, we're going to whip you up.
You have the Punisher logo on your watch. I do not want to start anything. Do you or have you ever had social media?
Yes.
Have or had?
Yes.
Do you look at it? Like, do you get caught up in...
The only people I follow are the players.
Okay.
And it's just so I have a better understanding of, you know, some things maybe in their background, their lives, their families. So that's the purpose behind it.
How much do you think, over your years in coaching, how much do you think social media has changed things or impacted the lives of players?
I think quite a bit, JP. And some for good, for sure. And also some that I think the distraction and the things that happen outside the walls can come in. And maybe the saying goes, comparison is the thief of joy. I think sometimes it can steal a little bit of the joy. JP's got that. I don't have that. B. Mitch got that. What's up with that? So I think that can happen at times. But I also know, like, this is how this early generation, like, this is how they have grown up. So if I don't change and accept it and know that that's, you know, that they would rather text with me than get a phone call from me, like, I have to learn that as I do social media. But, like, hey.
I'm calling them anyway, Coach.
Yes, I do too. So my wife sometimes says, hey, old man, they don't want to get a call from you. Just text them. I say, well, I'm calling. I don't want no gray about what I'm saying.
B's a caller, dude.
See, the thing about me, I can text you. And I don't get anything. When you send me a text, I don't know exactly what you're feeling. But if I hear your voice, I'll read it.
Yes.
So, you know, they all know. I do social media because I have to.
Yes.
But I'd rather not.
Yeah.
Because I think it's a bunch of lies.
I think, like, to get everybody back current, sometimes the best part of a locker room is just being with the guys. I'm sure that's probably one of the things that you miss about playing. And every once in a while I'll walk through and just a lot of for the purpose just to – let me stay connected at a stronger level with the players.
Coach, we were in here and we heard a lot of music coming.
Yep.
We know practice is coming up. Did you have a practice early?
No. What? Like, we do it as energy also. So if there's, you know, time before meetings, you know, we get it going pretty
okay,
good.
There we go.
Team meetings, special teams meetings. So you can kind of get the vibe of who's running it, what's playing. And, you know, I can tell you what, like, special teams music is different than what happens at offense. So, but, yeah, we do like music and use it as an energy for us here. And that's every day.
What is it? You are such an energy and brotherhood and camaraderie type coach. Like, it's really been remarkable to watch it get built. And even just little things that maybe folks don't notice. In all the locker rooms I've been in, most of them, it's all position groups, right? And last year, the first thing you did was start mixing everybody up. What's it like to watch that get built last season, and then how do you continue that this year?
Yeah, I think it's a, I don't know if it's a Green Beret quote, but brotherhood is not something that you force. Like, you have to forge it. Like, it's not something that you just, you have to do this. Like, you have to create space for people to lean in, have conversations, talk to one another. Of course, some people will just, you know, whatever it is, you know, where you're from, you just get a connection. But, like, the true part is, like, on the field, they're connected to an extension of each other. So for Brian to pick up the blitz, for the ball to be thrown down the field for the completion, he had to take the line, had to take him. We see the completion.
Mm-hmm.
But here we try to recognize all that goes into that. You know, yeah. You might see the defensive sack, you know, the other night, and maybe didn't see excellent coverage down the field, but you saw the result. And so here we want to make sure, like, when you're looking across that huddle and it's in January and it's 80,000 people and it's loud and cold, like, you're looking across the huddle, not just some dude, but, like, that's my guy. I'll fight for him.
Yeah.
And if you can get to that space, it's a big deal. But around here, it's like we've got a very good environment to improve. We've got a good culture, but you do have to go get it on, too. So I want to make sure I'm also clear on that. Part of the brotherhood is the play style, the attitude of how you play, giving it up for one another. Like, that's part of it, too. And so I think that's important to say. Like, you can have a nice environment. We are optimistic. We do try to develop people. I think there's a culture of, like, people improving and getting mm-hmm. better. But, like, at the end of the day, when it comes time, like, you have, this is how we get down. Like, we've got to play physical. That's why we cover kicks. We, you know, we want our play style to also be a certain way. And so I think that's important to mention.
Coach, we come out here, we are impressed by what we see on the field. We see certain players, we get impressed by it. You see them from infancy all the way through.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you get impressed as well. We were doing a little thing earlier saying the guys that we thought impressed us, what we see as a potential Pro Bowler.
Right on.
Who's impressed you this year, the guys you see come out and they are reaching their potential?
Yeah. It's easy for me to go from year one to year two because those are people that make the biggest jumps. And so I can say that early on I saw it with Jordan McGee, and I see that with McCaffrey, and I see that with Coleman, that switch to guard and what it can be. So that's where it starts for me, of guys mm-hmm. going from, like, one to two. Sainer still is certainly one. Quan Martin mm-hmm. is one. I thought
that's
he had a very good year. But, like, man, he's further. And some of it's the unseen work. Like, he's also becoming one of the leaders around here. And his voice, his effort. So he would also be one for me that is like, okay, this guy's turning into a real heavy hitter. On the special team side, Yankoff has been one that mm-hmm. I felt him covering kicks and being physical. So those are a few for me. But Quan, I'm seeing it on, off the field. You've heard us talk about leaders like Tressway or Jeremy Reeves, Zach Ertz or Wagner. But, like, Quan Martin, like, that's part of our job of, like, identifying and bringing along other leaders. And mm-hmm. if you have a lot of them, man, you got a chance to do good things. And Quan, he is turning into a team leader, not just, you know, somebody that does his thing at a good level.
I always think Pro Bowl voting is a year behind Pro Bowl play. I think Quan's going to be in that conversation.
That's well said.
You talk every day, right? You get asked a zillion specific football questions, and I don't want to waste our time here doing that. But I had, like, more of a philosophical question for you. you've been in this league a long time. You've seen the business of football at times impact training camps and the play of football. How do you balance that with the guys of, hey, we know this is going on, but we got to go out here and focus on what we got?
They know what's up, and so shoot them straight and say, this is what's happening, this is where we're at, but I wanted you to know so they hear it from me first. In the old days when he was playing, they didn't have social media to say this was happening, this was happening. So I'd still try to be in front of that. So I recognize, especially, JP, this time of year, there's some moving parts with trades and things that go on and contracts. So I just try to, man, keep it down the middle with the guys and knowing that they're going through a process as well. But the guys that are on the field, like, we got work to do, and I try to make it about that. Because if we're worried about, you know, what's not happening, like, that's Adam, his team, man. Like, I trust him knowing that they're putting that work in too. So it's injuries, it's contract, trade, like, it's all part of the gig, man. So, like, if you can, like, you know, keep it in the middle and not try to ride the roller coaster, it helps. And then I also try to, like, keep it real with the fellas. They know something's going on, so if I don't share that, like, what's up? And so I'd rather, you know, let them know than have them figure it out, you know, some other way.
Last one for me. I know, like, we get excited at the different parts of the football season. Where are your emotions when you're looking at, okay, we got training camp ending, last preseason game, and now I'm ramping up for the season?
Once the next week gets passed, because I don't look forward to Monday and Tuesday. Roster going down to 53 to that spot. So then it does shift. You know, okay, this is the group, and I say I'm hopeful that the team that we have at the end of the year would beat the hell out of the team that we have at the starting point. Because then you're getting better and you're getting better. So I can tell you that the one that will be starting will be strong. And I hope there's a lot of ceilings that we can go to. But I get excited, different moments, first time of the offseason, everybody together, mini camp, start of camp. So it's like little markers along the way, you know. And so next week will be another one as we get prepared to start the regular season. But just like I told some of these guys who don't know, am I going to be on the 53 or the 70 or either? Man, like, don't let next week affect this week.
Yeah.
You've seen too many people do that where they're worried, am I going to do this or am I going to do that? That's not going to help you play better tomorrow. I mean, excuse me, Saturday. So, man, like, I'm trying to do the same, not let next week affect me this week and what we need to do and how to get down.
Last thing for me.
You just said that a moment ago, I think.
No, B said that. Okay. B said that.
All right.
There was a moment in Monday night's preseason game, not on the field, when Bill runs that touchdown in, and then we see Jaden run over to the refs to get that ball. What did that mean for you to see your second-year quarterback have the sense of the moment and just the leadership skill?
Yeah. That's the brotherhood that you were talking about earlier, knowing that, like, Zach and Terry had done that for him a year ago. Mm-hmm. And you hope next year Bill has that chance to do that for somebody else, knowing that that's his way to pay it forward, for the next one to pay it forward. So it doesn't surprise me that, like, Jaden was right there doing it, man. This guy loves football. Like, if you see him on the sideline, his smile was big. Like, he wasn't, like, too cool for school, hanging out in the back. Like, he was pumped.
Yeah.
And that doesn't surprise me that he was the one. Is that the one asking to the next referee to make sure it was the exact one?
Yeah.
So, you hope that's a tradition that just keeps getting passed down to the next.
Well, speaking of traditions, your second year coming in the tent with us. Thank you very much. We appreciate it, man.
Awesome, man. Always cool to be on with you guys.
Thank you, DQ. Right. Appreciate it, man.
All right.
See you guys. Have a great practice. Thank you to Commanders head coach Dan Quinn for joining us. He's got practice to get to. Appreciate it sincerely. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. We will be right back. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fam. Breaking news, Brian Robinson traded to the San Francisco 49ers. Second trade this year between the Commanders and the Niners. Obviously, Adam Peters came from San Fran. Commanders able to get a sixth-round pick for B. Rob. Pretty good haul for a running back going into the last year of his contract. Apparently, the Washington will eat some of B-Rob's $3 million salary. That's pretty much a non-factor in a league with $200-plus million salary cap. I saw this tweet from David Aldridge and wanted to mention it. DA from The Athletic wrote,
We'll say this one more time. Brian Robinson came back weeks after being shot in a carjacking attempt. He did nothing but play hard, play hurt, and for the most part, play very well for Washington over three seasons. One of Robert Mayer's best picks. Good luck to him in San Francisco.
Very good luck to him.
Well said, D.A.
I'm with that. I like that.
All right, let's get to the phones. Darren is in Manassas. What's up, Darren?
Hey, what's up, guys? So, honestly, ever since this whole trade talk has been started, I've just been surprised. And now that it came through, I just think it's a little risky. You know, there's probably a good reason why I'm not a manager or dealing with any of these things in the NFL. But, I mean, do you guys really think you've seen enough from Bill and Chris Rodriguez to trade away your lead back who you know has produced? I mean, I don't know. That just seems crazy to me.
For me to answer the question, I would say no. But I'm not the person that see him all day, every day, and have a game plan for him. So Adam Peters and Dan Quinn and you know, Cliff Kingsbury, they may see enough to believe that they can move forward. You know, just simply me answering the question, I've said it the other day. I said, I haven't seen nobody just come out there and blow me away and say they were better than him. But I also understand how the NFL works, and some you may see a plan for something coming ahead that may work for you, and that could be what's going on. So I understand what's going on. I still, like JP just stated, and like a caller stated, I'm not going to be one. Like, there are a lot of people here who love you when you're here, and they start hating as soon as you're gone. I'm not going to hate on him. I'm going to be hoping he'll go out and have a damn good career from this point on.
100%. Thanks for the call, Darren. I can't go as far as Darren as saying that this is risky. They clearly like the backs they have. But you are losing a level of dependability.
Yeah, and then that dependability could be the risk. You know, will the other guys be able to stay healthy or whatever? And look, that's what you have to do. When you roll your dice, you don't know it's going to land on 7-Eleven for you. When you roll the dice, you take a risk. So this is the same thing. You're rolling the dice.
Let's go to Larry is in La Plata. Larry, what's up, dude?
Hey, guys. Good morning. I agree with Darren. I'm puzzled on how all of this has unfolded and the rapidity that it unfolded. I suspect at one point, Brian probably told Peters and DQ, blame me or trade me, and you know I'll start a drama. And that was the last thing that the Commanders needed, was the second drama in that locker room. But here's where I'm confused, fellas. Typically, anywhere between 50 to 75% of players always have their best year when they're coming into a contract year. Why was it so critical to do this so quickly? He looked good in training camp, according to Brian. He was never really given a chance in any preseason games. Why not let the season unfold? Let's see what he does against the Giants, and then you go from there. Who's to say if Rodriguez or Bill gets injured in this final game? Where are we now? I find this whole thing puzzling, and I keep hearing what Jason said. Peter's mishandled the McLaurin situation. It's looking like he's mishandling this situation. That's my two cents.
You can't blame Peters himself. He talks to these coaches about what they feel and think, and they probably came to a understanding. So at this point right now, I know it looks like it's weird, but let's be real. We've seen things in the past that's been just as weird. And right now, we'll see what happens during the season.
I don't think it's weird. If I have to pick a word between weird and risky, I don't think it's weird. Mm-hmm. They thought they were probably going to cut him, so they tried to get something for him, and they like the guys they have. I think.
And the thing about a good football team, you have to make decisions like this.
I think another factor in this is B-Rob, his best asset is that he's a very physical runner, right? Mm-hmm. If you need him to, Debo could probably give you some of that.
You don't want to do that from Debo. Debo's gotten banged up over the years when he tries that.
But Debo's going to get some carries.
Yeah.
Like we saw it in the preseason game. Mm-hmm. You wonder how that impacts this.
But
you
love it being on the outside. Don't be inside.
C-Rod running better. They like Bill. They still like Eckler and McNichols. Like, I don't think this is weird. I think the football path to this is very easy to see. The risk involved, I find to be a little different. Just in Bill, you can look at it one of two ways. He didn't play last year, so maybe he's super fresh,
mm-hmm.
or maybe it's going to take a lot to get used to a 17-game NFL schedule.
Yeah, yeah.
McNichols has never been the guy. Eckler dealt with the head injuries last year, and Rodriguez has never been the guy. Mm-hmm. Rodriguez has shown you some flashes and is having a really good camp.
Yeah.
But B-Rob has played... His rookie season, when he got shot, he played 12 games.
Mm-hmm.
2 years ago, he played 15. Last year, he played 14. Goes for about 800 yards every year. I mean, the numbers are quite similar, really. Yeah. 797 as a rookie, 733 in 23, 799 last year. Like, there's a level of dependability that you're losing.
And some people sometimes like dependability. Some people love explosion. You may get the explosion, may not be as dependable, but you may get those big plays every once in a while. And maybe that's what they're looking for.
We're keeping the phone lines up for the remainder of the program. Brian Robinson's now a 49er. What do we make of it?
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.